各位主内的同龄，大家平安。May peace be to all of you。今天晚上要跟大家起来分享的题目，让神走在前头。
The topic for this evening is Let God walk in the front。
我们首先请翻看约书亚记的第三章。
First, let's turn to Joshua chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
约书亚记第三章第十节。
Joshua chapter 3, verse 10.
约书亚说，看啊，普天之下主的约柜必在你们前头过去到约旦河里，因此你们就知道在你们中间有永生神。请读。
Verse 10, and Joshua said, By this you shall know that a living God is among you, that he will without fail drive out before you the Canaanites.
这里是神透过约书亚告诉百姓的话。
And this is God spoken to his people through Joshua.
这个时候百姓啊，正在要准备进迦南地。
At this current moment, the Israelites are preparing to cross into the land of Canaan.
但是要进迦南地有一个非常大的障碍他们要突破。
But in order to go into Canaan, there must overcome one huge obstacle.
因为那边有一条河叫做约旦河。
Because there was a river called the Jordan River.
几百万的百姓。
And millions of people.
那怎么样过这条河才可以进迦南？
How are they supposed to cross this river to enter Canaan?
还有呢，大家也不会游泳。
And additionally, they do not know how to swim.
因为他们都是在旷野出生的，没有碰过水，没有游过泳的。
Because they were born and bred in the wilderness, they have never touched water.
那条河约旦河在泛滥的时候，哇，那个河面非常的长。
You can see that whenever there's a natural disaster, that there's a rise in sea level on the river.
Like a flood from the river.
There's a flood from the river.
所以要过这条河是不可能的。
So it is impossible to cross this river.
除非你有船。
Except if you have a boat.
你游泳不一定都游得过。
Even if you know how to swim, you may not reach the other side.
但是约书亚跟百姓说。
But Joshua said to the people,
神的约柜啊，会走在你们的前头。
The ark of God will be before you.
啊，这英文呢，也翻成说 Living God is among you, 或是在你中间。
The English translation says, The living God is among you.
这是我们今天的主题。
And this is our theme for tonight.
就是神要走在我们的前头，或者神也要在我们的中间。
It is to say, the living God is among you, and the living God is before you.
大家有没有这种经历？
I wonder if you have this experience.
如果你去到一个完全不熟悉的地方，
If you go to a place you do not know,
甚至去到一个语言不通的国家，
Or to a country where you do not know the language,
以前跟你根本不懂得自己哪里找路，或者是东南西北都搞不清楚。
Sometimes you do not know all the different directions.
你需要一个人在带领你。
You need a guide.
啊，这次小弟去不成非洲，但是感谢主平安的回来。
And this time I took a trip to Africa, but I safely returned.
啊，虽然没有去成功了，被取消了。
Even though the trip was cancelled，
但是呢，我还记得以前去的时候，每一次去我都要一个本地人的带着我。
And just like before, every time I go, I need a local member to guide me。
因为从下飞机那一刻开始，我就成为一个什么都不懂的人了。
Because once I touched down on the plane, I have become a person that doesn't know anything。
连自己坐公车的能力都没有，因为有时候语言不通，或者怕被人家骗。
And because I do not know language or I'm afraid to be cheated on by some people, I need to rely on someone else.
去哪里一个地址都讲不出来。
I can't even find an address to go to.
或者是要找谁，你根本都没有，如果没有本地人在带领你，你根本没有办法。
If there's no local brothers to help me, then I couldn't do anything by myself.
那我去到法国也是一样。
It's the same thing when I went to France.
这也是去法国。
And this time I also went to France.
从我下飞机那一刻到上飞机那一刻都在访问兄弟姐妹。
And from the moment I landed, from the moment that I boarded the plane, I visited brethren's.
还有那家聚会。
And I also held services.
又不会法文，路又不熟。
I do not know French, nor do I know the road.
都是跟着教会的执事啊负责人啊在跑。
And also, I also followed the deacons of the church and council members.
因为他们在前面，我就放心了。
Because as long as they're in the front, I can relax.
同样了，约书亚告诉百姓。
Just the same, Joshua told the people.
当你面对一个不确定的未来的时候。
When you face a uncertain future,
你只有需要知道一件事情。
All you need to know is one thing.
就是神走在你的前面。
That God walks before you.
我们看下一个图啊。
That's the next picture.
啊，这个约书亚，他虽然他身经百战，他也很会打仗。
Even though we know that Joshua was a man of war.
但是呢，他面对一个迦南地啊，
yet
可以说是完全没有头绪。
He You can see that he encounters an unknown, the land of Canaan.
因为他没有自己也没有进去过。
Because he personally did not go in.
还有在这个迦南地，这个时候已经被七个种族非常强悍的七个迦南族的人已经占领。
Because the land of Canaan is currently occupied by seven very great nations.
好的地方，有人比你早进去。
And for a better better land, some people took it already.
40年前，神要带领他们进去，他们不要。
And 40 years ago, God wanted to lead them into, but they refused.
但是他们早就知道，这个国家，这个迦南地的人是比他们高大强壮。
For they assess that the people of the land of Canaan are stronger than them.
那要怎么样打这个仗呢？
Then how can you wage this war?
要去哪里？从哪里开始呢？
Then how do you even start this war?
要用什么的策略呢？
Then what kind of a strategy you're going to use?
还有呢，我们这些人打仗，哪里来补给品呢？
Then if we went to war, where will our supplies be?
当约书亚在约旦河边的时候，一定是这样想。
So perhaps Joshua was thinking about this at the side of the Jordan River.
我们看约书亚记。
Let's turn to Joshua.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
约书亚记的第三章一节。
Joshua chapter 3 verse 1.
约书亚清早起来，和以色列众人都离开石亭，来到约旦河州，住在哪里？等候过河。
Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from the Acacia Grove and came to Jordan. He and all the children of Israel and lodged there before they crossed over.
现在先不要想要打敌人了，或是怎么打这个仗。
So now they're not even thinking about finding the enemy or how to fight.
现在第一个问题就是天然的问题，怎么样过这条河？
So the first problem they encounter is natural. How they're going to cross this river?
他没有经验。
He has no experience.
但是他有一个把握。
But he has certainty.
就是神帮助他。
Which is God will help him.
通常我们都很强调啊，哎呀，有经验。
Oftentimes we emphasize this on experience.
经验很重要。
The importance of experience.
那我们来到加拿大，很难找第一份工作。
And when we come to Canada, it's very difficult to find the first job.
因为你没有加拿大经验呢。
Because you don't have experiences here.
你在中国怎么样？在台湾怎么样？这里不算呢。
Or however you work in China, or however you work in Taiwan, doesn't count here.
你在亚洲是总经理啊，这里啊，这个小弟的位置都不一定给你。
Even you may be the general manager in Asia, but here you just be just a clerk.
因为你没有经验。
Because you do not have the experience.
因为人很看重经验。
Because people value experience.
如果你没有经验，代表说你很有可能失败。
If you don't have experience, it may lead to failures.
大家信任不过你。
That you are not trustworthy.
但是问题是，如果别人请你，你怎么拿经验呢？
So the question is, if someone were to hire you, how are you going to gain the experience?
所以很辛苦的，新移民永远常常都是在社会的低层来挣扎，因为没有人给他机会。
So commonly immigrants are very at the low point of the society where no one gives them any chances.
除非你有这边的学历，重新开始，从地做起。
Except if you want to reorganize yourself to start from the bottom.
约书亚没有经验。
Joshua doesn't have experience.
但是他有一件事情比经验更宝贵。
He has one thing that's more precious than experiences.
就是有神。
Which is he has God.
有神与他同在。
He has the guidance of God.
所以他就准备过约旦河。
So he was preparing to cross the Jordan River.
他面对的是一个未知的障碍。
He is facing an unknown path.
今天我们也是面对一个未知的障碍。
Today we also face the unknown.
我们看第三章的第四节。
Let's look at chapter 3 verse 4.
只是你们和越轨相离要量两千肘，不可以越轨相近，使你们知道当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
For yet there shall be spaces between you and it, and 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way which by you must go. For you must not pass this way before.
这里神就跟百姓说了。
And here God said to the people,
透过约书亚说这条路是你们没有走过的。
He says, this place you have not walked, not known.
没有错，没有过过约旦河。
They have not crossed the Jordan River.
也没有以色列百姓进去过。
And no Israelites have crossed over.
所以这条路你们没有走过。
And they have not walked this way.
弟兄姐妹，如果是很熟的路啊，有时候闭着眼睛都会走。
And perhaps if you know a road very familiar, you may walk it blindly.
比如说你从家里开来教会这条路，你已经走过几百遍了，你很熟悉。
Coming to church, you have driven this route numerous times.
一个很放松，有时候看听着音乐，或者是在做白日梦，有时候自己都会转弯了，都不用想了。
Sometimes you may daydream, sometimes may feel relaxed.
但是你去了一个完全新的地方。
But if you were to go to a completely new place,
没有走过的路，你会特别特别的紧张。
And if the places you have not gone, you will be extra cautious.
其实人生这条路就是一条从来没有走过的路。
And actually, the life that we have, it is a road that we have never walked before.
就像你小时候, 你会想说, 哎, 长大会是怎么样的呢?
Or perhaps when you're little, you may think, oh, when I grow older, I will be such so and so.
我读完书之后, 我的工作在哪里? 这条路也没有走过啊。
And perhaps the road that you say, oh, after I finish school, I will work at this job.
啊, 你考进这个公司了, 你第一天进去, 你会想说, 我以后在这边工作会怎么样, 有没有前途的, 你也不知道。
You don't even know after the first day at work what your path will be.
啊, 你跟人交往,
when you are
dating,
when you are dating,
啊, 准备要结婚了,
when you're preparing to get married,
这条路你也没走过啊,
you have not walked this path.
你没有说我结过婚了, 我知道怎么回事, 你是新的, 你是摸着石头过河的。
And if you are a newlywed, you have never experienced this before.
当你结了婚之后才学习, 哦, 原来婚姻是这样子。
Only after getting married, you will realize that what marriage is.
你刚当父母, 这条路也没有走过啊。
Another example is when you become a parent, you have never become a parent before.
你是生出来之后才学怎么当父母。
Only when you have children, then you will learn how to be a parent.
啊, 当你老的时候,
even when you get older,
哇, 你想说, 那以后我人生结束的时候会是怎么样?
And you may think about, oh, what will happen when my life ends?
这条路你也没有走过啊。
And this path you have not walked.
其实从年轻到年老, 我们都是面对一条没有走过的路。
That from youth to our advanced in ages, we have walked in many roads that we have never walked before.
过去的经验, 对未来有时候已经没有什么用。
All the previous experiences are useless for the future.
信仰的路, 有时候我们在前面, 你会面对什么, 你也不知道。
Even in our journey of faith, what's ahead of us, we may not know.
家庭的道路, 会面对什么事, 你也不知道。
Even the things that our family will encounter, we do not know.
甚至教会在发展, 前面遇到什么, 我们也不知道。
And even when the church is developing, whatever's ahead of the church, we do not know.
当大家以为这个疫情, 啊, 已经快要结束了, 大家准备要, 啊, 订机票, 要去度假了, 要准备回到正常的时候。
And as we prepare to return our life to normalcy,
因为这个疫情突然间要反扑了, 又突然间变严重,
then all of a sudden, there is this pandemic became more severe.
啊, 今天最新的一些专家估计, 没有到2024年, 大家都不要想说疫情会结束。
So there are some analysis that say that until the year 2024, don't think the pandemic will leave.
问题是到了24年, 就一切都会好吗? 没人知道。
But the problem is, in 2024, will the pandemic be gone?
所以我们都面对一个未知的道路。
So all of us face this uncertainty.
尤其是2021年, 再剩十几天就过去了。
And especially the year 2021 is going to be over in a couple of days.
2022年会怎么样?
How will 2022 be?
我们也不知道。
We do not know.
但是没有关系。
But it doesn't matter.
有一点我们要知道的。
We must know one thing.
如果你让神走在你的前头,
if you want God to walk before you,
神就会在你中间,
then God will be among you.
神也会带领着你,
and God will continue to guide you.
所以面对如何走向未知的道路, 下一页了已经。
The next slides will tell us how we can tread this unknown path.
我们今天来分享, 从约书亚记来分享三点。
So tonight we'd like to share 3 points from Joshua.
第一点,
the first point.
我们要留空间给神来带领我们。
We must give space for God to lead us.
请读三章的第四节。
Chapter 3, verse 4.
请读。
Verse 4. Yet there shall be space between you and it, and 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before.
这里告诉百姓,
here God tells the people,
你们,这是百姓, 跟约柜要保持一个距离。
So you and the Ark of Covenant must be some distance.
不可以跟约柜走得太近。
You cannot walk too close to the Ark of Covenant.
为什么呢?
How come?
这里特别讲, 这是因为使你们知道当走的路。
Here's the reason is you may know the way which you must go.
因为大家都不知道怎么走啊。
Because they don't know how to walk.
是约柜要在前面带着, 祭司在抬着约柜带着。
Then before them is a priest carrying the Ark.
那神要感动祭司, 要往哪个方向走。
And God will guide the priest to which direction to walk.
就算过河啊, 从哪一个地方过, 他们也不知道。
And even if they cross a river, they don't even know where to start.
那神要带领。
And God will lead.
但是你要留空间给祭司抬着月桂在前面带领。
But you must give a distance for the priest in, before you to lead.
这里特别要强调一个距离, 叫做2000肘。
And here it talks about specific distance, 2,000 cubits.
如果今天的度量来说的, 差不多是900米, 差不多是1公里的这个距离。
So if you were to compare today's measurement, it would be about 900 meters.
这个是蛮长的一个距离啊。
This is quite a long distance.
为什么要距离那么远？
How come the distance should be this long?
因为当时有几百万人跟在后面呢。
Because millions of people are following behind.
如果带路的那个不在前面一点，大家怎么看得到？
That if the person that was leading all of us is not far enough ahead,
那大家都不知道往哪里走啊。
That no one knows where to go.
所以一定要保持一个距离。
So there must be some distance.
啊、那个他转弯了，你也知道要转弯了。
So when the priest turned, you must also turn.
好，他在那边准备要过河了，大家准备要过河了。
So the priest is about to cross the river. You are also doing it.
这个代表给一个空间，神在带领我们。
This represents the giving some space for God to lead us.
有时候我们说要神带领。
Oftentimes we say we want to God to lead us.
但是我们没有给神空间。
But we don't give God space.
我们已经想好一个方案了。
We already thought of a solution.
我们只是要求神成全而已。
We only asking God for permission.
我们是不是常常这样祷告？
Don't we often pray like this?
神啊，我已经想好了，你就帮我成全他吧。
We say, God, I already made my mind. Please help me.
啊，我们口口声声都说求神带领。
Oftentimes we always say.To God to lead us.
其实我们没有在求神带领。
But actually, we are not asking God.
我们是求神成全。
We are asking God to fulfill our requests.
神啊，这个是我要的。
Say, God, this is what I want.
我觉得用这个方法来做。
I think this is the best way to do it.
你一定要帮助我。
You must help me.
如果你爱我，你就帮助我，按照这个想，这个我给我成全。
If you love me, you will fulfill all of my requests.
神有时候不是要这样带领你的。
But sometimes God is not.Leading you in this way.
所以有别的旨意的。
God has other wills.
但是因为我们很强调自己的方案、自己的想法。
But we emphasize our own way of doing things, our own way of thinking.
我们又求神带领，但是又没有给神空间带领。
So sometimes we ask God to guide, but we don't give him space.
你看这个900米的这个距离啊，就是有时候他转弯了，他往这个方向，就是一下子你才看得到，然后你要跟着。
So since the distance is 900 meter, when the priest turned, you must follow along.
你不可以说哦，我已经定好了。
You cannot say I already set my destination.
你要给神空间。
You must give God space.
所以有时候我们想一想，我们是不是没有给神空间带领
？So we must think about do we even give God space to guide?
有时候我们的思想很封闭。
Sometimes our thinking are very limited.
哦，我觉得神带领就应该是这样子。
That I believe God should lead me in this way.
照我的想法去做。
According to the way that I think.
其实我们就知道啊，只有真理是不改变的。
And there's only one truth, is that truth never changes.
其他都可以改变。
Everything else may change.
做事情的方法可以改变。
The way of doing things may change.
文化可以改变。
A culture may change.
甚至教会里面的文化都可以改变。
Even the cultures in church may change.
不同地方的做法不一样啊。
And there are different customs, different places.
有时候一个移民国家，弟兄姐妹从不同的地方来。
For example, when brothers from immigrated here,
大家都说，哎呀，我原来那边的教会是这样做事的。
And they often say, oh, my local original church back home used to do things like this.
他也说，我们在那边这样做事的，所以一定要按照那边的方法来做事。
So they say, oh, because my church used to do it that way, so this church must also do it this way.
那么思想已经固定了。
That their thinking is fixed.
别人跟他讲什么，他也听不进去。
That whatever anyone else tells them, they refuse to listen.
或者是他对圣公，或者是对自己有一个理想。
Or they have an ideal thought of holy work and themselves.
这是很封闭、很固定的一种思想。
You can see that this thinking is very one way.
讲什么都没有用，讲什么都听不进去。
That whatever anyone says, they do not want to hear it.
所以也有时候我们这种的固定的思想阻挡了教会的圣工。
So sometimes when we have this stubborn thinking, it may block the holy work in church.
也阻挡了神祝福我们个人的一种机会。
It may also block the blessings that God has in store for each and one of us.
因为神有时候是很 flexible 的，神可以按着不同的情况来改变他的带领我们的方式。
God is very flexible. He will lead us in any way that He seems fit.
我们读圣经有读过以扫的故事。
In the Bible, we have read the story of Esau.
当他遇到饥荒的时候
，when he encountered famine,
他的牛羊都没有草吃了。
And his sheep, his flocks doesn't have any food to eat.
他很想下埃及。
And he wants to go to Egypt.
神说你不要下埃及。
And God said, "Do not go to Egypt."
他就留在这个迦南地。
And to stay in the land of Canaan.
那留在迦南地就要想方法了。
And when he was in the land of Canaan, he needs to find a way to make a living.
继续当游牧民族很难生存。
It's very difficult to be a nomadic tribe.
那他就要去种田呢，试试看呢。
So therefore, he tilled the ground and just to try it out.
他不可以说，哎呀，我爸爸也没种过田呢，为什么我要种田？
He cannot say, "Oh, my father has never worked on the land. How can I work on the land?"
我也要像我爸爸继续当游牧民族。
I will just be like my father, be a nomadic tribe.
你继续当游牧民族，你就饿死了。
If you were to continue being a nomadic tribe, he would die of hunger.
你怎么知道没有别的方法？
How do you know that there's no other way?
你怎么知道神没有用别的方法来祝福你？
How do you know that God is not blessing you in another way?
所以他就改成种田。
So he changes occupation to being a farmer.
哎，他给空间让神带领。
He gave space for God to lead him.
让神有不同的方法去祝福他。
He allowed God to bless him in other ways.
虽然他没有经验。
Even though he lacked the experience.
神祝福他，他那一年收成就有一百倍。
When God blessed Isaac and he has the harvest of 100-fold.
哎，这告诉我们什么？
And what does this tell us?
只要大原则不变。
As long as our principle does not change.
大原则就是不可以下埃及。
The principle is do not go to Egypt.
不可以去这种罪恶的地方，在那边逗留。
Do not dwell in a sinful place.
只要留在迦南地，做什么都可以试试看。
As long as you stay in the land of Canaan, you can try anything.
就是给神空间呢。
This is giving God space.
啊，今天有人很封闭。
And sometimes some people are very stubborn.
哦，我一定要按神的，这样子才是神的祝福。
They say, "Oh, I must do it this way." Then this is considered the blessing of God.
做圣工是一定要这种方法，不然的这是不合神的旨意。
That if I do holy work, it must be this way, or else it's not according to God's will.
其实啊，我们都要用开放的思想。
But we should have a flexible thinking.
一直让神带领，我们要揣摩神的旨意。
We must let God lead all the time. We must follow His will.
我们看彼得的一个例子。
Let's look at the example of Peter.
使徒行传的十章的十三节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10, verse 13.
使徒行传十章的十三节。
Acts 10, verse 13.
十四节，十三跟十四节。
Acts 10, chapter 13 to 14, 13. And a voice came to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean."
这是个我们都很熟悉的故事。
And this is a familiar passage to us.
彼得在异象当中看到一些不洁净的物。
In a vision, Peter saw some unclean food.
包括猪啊，这个虾子啊，龙虾啊，螃蟹啊，因为我们今天来说，就是犹太人来说是不洁净的。
And in his vision, he saw some pork, some shrimp and crustaceans, some Jewish people considered to be unclean.
结果那个声音跟他说，彼得你起来宰了吃吧。
But the voice came to him and said, "Peter, rise, Peter, kill and eat."
彼得说不行啊，这个我从来没吃过的。
Peter said, "Not so, my lord, for I have never eaten anything."
但是第二次、第三次都叫他宰来吃。
And this was done two or three times.
你看，如果你是彼得，你会不会很震撼？
Now, if you were Peter, would you be very frightful?
犹太人最引以为傲的就是遵守摩西的律法。
And for Israelite, they take pride in obeying the Mosaic law.
摩西律法当中其中一些就是卫生律，就是吃东西的。
And among one of the Mosaic laws, it is a regulation about eating, dietary.
我们犹太人不可以吃不洁净。
Jewish person cannot eat unclean animal.
结果这个异象跟他说你宰了吃。
But this vision tells him, "Rise, kill and eat."
他听不懂。
He does not understand.
在思考。
He was contemplating.
这个时候，哥尼流就是一个外邦人派来的人来到彼得家里。
And it was at the very moment Cornelius, which is a Gentile, sent his servants to Peter.
那个仆人就告诉彼得，我们的主人啊，派我们来请你去讲道。
And the servants of Cornelius told Peter, "My master, I come to send you to preach to him."
因为神叫我主人请你来讲道。
And because God has told my master to ask for you to preach to him.
哇，这个对彼得来说，这个很难了解一件事情。
So this to Peter is something that is hard for him to understand.
对犹太人来说，外邦人就好像猪一样不洁净的，不可以跟他们吃饭的，不可以去他们家里。
Because to a Jew, a Gentile is unclean. They're just like a poor. You cannot dine with the Gentile.
很看不起，他们种族歧视了。以今天来说，就种族歧视外邦人了。
So in modern day term, they discriminate against other tribes.
怎么可能去他们家里？
How can he enter that the other person's house?
还要去我们讲道，去那边讲道。
And he's going to a Gentile's house to preach.
但是神又给我看这个异象，叫我吃这些外邦的食物。这个不洁净的食物。
But God has shown me the vision to eat all of these unclean food.
好吧。去看看怎么回事吧。
Then he submit, he say, "Oh, let's."
如果彼得是这种老古板啊，头脑封闭的。
Then if Peter was stubborn and his thinking is closed up.
哎呀，不可能啊！那神不可能要我们做这种事。
He say, "It's impossible for God to do this thing."
我们绝对不去。
I will not go.
这些脏的人，这些不配得救的人。
And these dirty people, these people unworthy of salvation.
神的救恩就不会临到外邦人。
Then God's salvation will not lead to the Gentile.
至少不会透过彼得。
At least it's not through Peter.
那是彼得说好吧，那看看神怎么带吧。
But Peter submitted to God's will, he and he's obeyed.
好，那就去看看。
And he went and see.
如果去了，传就讲道的时候，哥林流全家了得圣灵。
And when he went and he preached, while he was preaching, the whole household Cornelius received the Holy Spirit.
他就想起之前那个异象。
And he was thinking about the previous vision.
原来那个异象不是叫彼得本身要去吃猪肉。
The vision itself is not for Peter to physically eat unclean food.
而是告诉神要告诉彼得说，神把他看为洁净的人，外邦人要得救恩呢。
But it is God telling Peter that God.He is considering the Gentiles to be clean and Gentiles to take part in the salvation.
原来不是在讲食物了，是讲外邦人呢。
It is not regarding food, but instead Gentiles.
神把它洁净的，你不可以当作俗的物。
That if God has deemed something clean, you cannot deem it unclean.
所以就是这种圣工商的那种开放的心态。
So we should have this flexible thinking when doing holy work.
所以我们今天也是有一样的心智。
So we should have the same mentality.
教会的工作。
The work in church.
五大教义，十大信条不可以变。
The basic doctrines and the
ten basic beliefs
and five doctrines cannot change.
但是我们做事情做教会的圣工的方法。
But the way that we are to conduct holy work.
尤其是在末世越来越世界对真教会对基督教越来越不友善的那种情况之下。
Especially toward the end age when the world has a negative view toward church.
真的，教会会被逼迫的。
Truly, church will be persecuted.
就像罗马时代、基督时代被逼迫。
Just like in the time of Acts or in times of Romans, the Christians were persecuted.
末世的真教会会被逼迫。
The end time church will be persecuted.
我们怎么在这种环境里面 survive 生存呢、啊？继续传道、啊。
Then how can you survive in this environment? How can you even preach?
你不要是呆呆的，只是说哇，那外面讲什么，政府讲什么。
You cannot say, oh, whatever outside government is saying.
我们应该有自己的想法。
We must have our own thinking.
自己要处理自己在这种环境当中生存，教会要保留住信仰的一种方案。
We must survive under these circumstances.
就好像我以前讲过，在中国以前的不自由的年代。
Just as I said before, there was a period of time in China where there was no religious freedom.
政府说不可以洗礼。
The government said you cannot baptize.
不可以聚会啊。
You cannot hold services.
他们就不聚会吗？
They did not have services.
他们都偷偷聚会。
They held services secretly.
不可以洗礼，就晚上偷偷去洗礼。
They said do not baptize yet. They secretly baptize at night.
不能说哦，政府说不行，我们都不聚会了。
You cannot say, oh, since the government said not to hold services, we do not.
不可以洗礼，我们就不洗礼了，十几年都没有洗礼了。
And we cannot obey the government said do not baptize, and we just obey.
要想办法。
We must think about different ways.
看神怎么带领。有这种环境，我们要想办法。
And whenever the given circumstances, we must think of a way to resolve it.
这个就是一种让神在走在前面带着。
And this is what it means for God to lead us ahead.
当然，在正常情况之下，我们不是说故意不守政府的法则。
But under normal circumstances, we are not saying we are not listening to the laws set by the government.
我们尽量还是要守。
We must try our best to obey them.
但是大家知道，日子会越来越艰难。
But everyone must know that the days will get harder and harder.
神要怎么带领我们？要么跟着神走。
So, however God has led us, are you following Him?
第二点
，a second point.
我们要给神这个圣洁的空间来带领我们。
So we must give God a clean space to lead us.
我们看约书亚记三章的第五节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 3 verse 5.
约书亚记三章的第五节。
Joshua chapter 3 verse 5.Verse 5, And Joshua said to the people, Sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.
这里约书亚吩咐百姓要准备怎么样神走在他们的前面。
So here Joshua is telling the people how God is going to walk before them.
神要走在你前面，神要走在你中间，要有第二个先决的条件。
And for God to walk before you, for God to walk among you, they must require a second condition.
就是百姓要自洁。
Which the people need to sanctify themselves.
什么叫自洁？
What does it mean to sanctify?
就是自己洁净自己的意思。
Which means to you must clean yourself.
以当时的环境来说。
And if we were to base this on that environment.
百姓当时如果衣服脏了要去洗衣服。
That the people have dirty laundry, they must go wash it.
如果衣服脏了那赶快去洗干净，因为神要临到我们了，要带领我们。
And if they have dirty garments, please go and wash it because God is about to lead us.
还有在当时来说呢，男人要停止跟女人行房一段时间，这个叫自洁。
And to sanctify also means that men and women should not have sexual relationship for a period of time.
夫妻之间要暂停。
And especially between husband and wife.
就是心用预备干净的心，要等神来带领，我们要做大事，要过约旦河。
Because they're about to do great things for God to lead them, so they must prepare in their heart.
还有呢，犯了什么罪呢？要赶快悔改。
And also all the other sins that you might have committed, you must repent.
因为神要下来了，神要带领我们呢。
Because God is going to lead us.
你自己没有准备好，神怎么会带领你？
If you have not prepared yourself, how will God lead you?
就好像你今天要请客。
Just like if you want to take a class today.
有个重要的人要来你家里。
If someone honorable is going to visit your house,
你肯定要整理房子。
And perhaps you may clean your house.
刷地板、洗厕所、丢垃圾，把家里整理好。
You may wash the floor, clean the bathroom, take out the trash, organize your house.
你家里好不豪华，有没有很漂亮，那个不重要。
Whether it's not about whatever items are in your house.
不是很 luxury 啊。
It's not about the luxuriness of your house.
家里要干净，这就对别人一种尊重。
It's that you must keep your house clean as a sign of respect to others.
同样，你要神进来，你要神带领。
So just like if you want God to come in, God to lead you.
但是如果神一下来看到，哇，怎么这个地方那么脏啊？
But if God came to your house and said, oh, your house is so dirty.
怎么这个人的味道那么重啊？
How come this is a strong smell?
神就走了。
Then God just will leave.
所以约书亚告诉百姓，请大家洁净好你自己。
So therefore Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves.
这个是很重要。
This is very important.
那怎么洁净自己？
Then how can we sanctify ourselves?
我们看《生命记》的23章的第9节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 9.
这也很有趣的一个记载。
This is a very interesting passage.
生命记23章12到第14节。
Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 12 to 14.Verse 12, and you shall have a place outside the camp where you may go out, and you shall have an implement among your equipment, and when you sit down outside, you shall dig it with it, and turn it, cover your refuse. 14, but the Lord your God walks in the midst of your camp to deliver you and to give your enemies over you, therefore your camp shall be holy, that he may see no unclean things among you and turn away from you.
原来在摩西五经里面特别有一条这样的条例。
So there is such a law in the Mosaic books.
你出去打仗之前，有一件事情在你营中要做的。
And before you go out to fight a battle, there must something you do within the camp.
这个跟个人卫生也有关系。
And this is also to do about personal cleanliness.
你不能说到处大小便。
You cannot say I will go use bathroom anywhere I want.
那么你以为说没有厕所啊，没有马桶啊，大家都可以大小便、啊。
You can say, oh, there's no shed, there's no toilet, I can go to the bathroom anywhere I want.
神就知道要避免这个疾病啊，要控制好这个卫生。
And God knows that in order to keep everyone healthy, we must maintain this hygiene.
你不可以在到处大家都在附近大小便。
Everyone cannot decide to just go bathroom anywhere they want in the camp.
不然你在大小便，然后别人就踩到你的，又臭，你家里附近都是臭味道。
And people may, if you were to go back from anywhere you want inside the camp, then people may have stepped on it and it smells all over.
要在营外定一个地方。
So therefore, God said, and somewhere outside the camp, you must set a place.
还有呢，你自己方便完之后呢，带一个铲子，然后把它盖住，把那些东西盖住。
So you must bring a shovel with you that whenever you finish a business, you must dig it and turn it over and cover your refuse.
这个神很有智慧啊，知道这样可以防止病毒、细菌的传播。
So God is very wise that to prevent the spread of diseases, you must keep a good hygiene.
但是也是告诉百姓一个道理。
But it's also to teach the people the concept.
第十四节
，verse 14.
如果神在你的营中走
，for the Lord your God walks in the midst of your camp.
本来也要保护你呢，将仇敌交给你。
Now to deliver you and to give your enemies over to you.
但是如果走在你的营里面，看到哇，这里要大便，这里要小便，这里那么多垃圾。
But if the God were to walk through and he sees all the filthiness in the camp,
神就看到你的污秽。
Then God will see your filthiness.
神就离开你。
Then God will depart from you.
不与你同在。
He will not be with you.
你就打仗，你就会输了。
Then you will lose the battle.
所以原来个人的卫生，大家的卫生跟打仗输赢有关系。
So here God make a connection between personal hygiene with winning a battle.
其实这个属灵的教训。
But this is a spiritual teaching.
今天如果你要神祝福你。
And today if you want the blessings of God.
要祝福你的婚姻。
For God to bless your marriage.
你自己心中有没有一些隐藏的脏东西？
Are there any hidden dirty things in your heart?
有没有隐藏罪?
Do you have any hidden sins?
你的手机有没有很脏?
Is your cell phone dirty?
有人说手机最脏。
Some people say my cell phone is the dirtiest.
有人说手机比马桶还脏，因为整天摸着。
Some people say my phone is dirtier than the toilet because I hold it all day long.
但是手机的脏不代表细菌的脏。
The dirtiness of the phone is not just physically.
有时候我们用手机看那些不该看的东西就很脏。
Sometimes when we look at things we are not supposed to look at our phone, then it is dirty.
眼睛也脏。
Our eyes are dirty.
心思意念也脏。
Our thoughts and our hearts are dirty.
那么脏，然后等一下又要祷告，要神求神带领你。
And it's dirty, yet you are still going to pray, and how is God going to lead you?
祷告完之后，你的思想还是脏的。
But after prayer, your thoughts are still filthy.
有一些人嘴巴脏。
Some people, they are dirty with their lips.
开口就抱怨，开口就骂人。
Whenever they open their mouth, they complain. Whenever they open their mouth, they are rebuking some other people.
就神怎么样带领你？
Then how will God lead you?
神想带领你啊，就可以看，哇，都是大小便，都是脏东西。
And if God wants to lead you, He sees all the filthiness around you.
喂，神怎么祝福你？
Then how will God bless you?
所以要神走在你前头，要神在你中间，有一个很先决的条件。
So for God to walk with you, for God to walk ahead of you, then you must fulfill a requirement.
就是要自洁。
Which is to sanctify.
特别强调啊，是自洁啊，不是别人帮你清啊，别人帮不了你啊。
It's not, it's to emphasize that you must do this by yourself. It's not someone else will help you.
我们看提摩太后书二章二十一节。
That's the Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.
提摩太后书二章二十一节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 21. Verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
二十二节。
Verse 22.Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
这里保罗告诉年轻的工人提摩太。
Here, Paul encourages the young worker Timothy.
你要神用你。
If you want God to use you,
重要的不是求恩赐。
What's more important is not pursuing after gifts.
也不是求能力。
It's not to pursue after abilities.
最重要的是什么？
What's the most important thing?
是常常自己要洁净自己的能力。
That one has the ability to cleanse himself.
你要先愿意自洁，神才会帮你清洁。
That if you're only willing to be sanctified, then God will help you.
如果你自己不愿意洁净自己，
if you are unwilling to cleanse yourself,
别人是帮不了你的。
Others cannot help you.
因为我们会反抗。
Because sometimes we may rebel.
你自己喜欢脏了，别人怎么帮你脱掉这个脏衣服呢？
That if you like to wear dirty clothing, how will other people help you take it off?
所以自洁是一种能力，是一种反省自己的能力。
So cleanliness.To keep on self-cleanliness, it is an ability.
这种谦卑的心态，哎呀，我是个不洁净的人。
It is a mindset of a humble person that we think we are unclean.
就像以赛亚看到异象之后。
Just like after Isaiah has seen a vision.
他说我是嘴唇不洁净的人。
He said, oh, I am a dirty lips.
我住在不洁净的嘴唇的民族当中。
I have dwelt among the lips of the nation of unclean lips.
我们要首先承认自己的不洁。
So first, we must admit our filthiness.
才有办法自洁。
Then we can be sanctified.
但是有时候我们第一步都做不到。
But sometimes we cannot even do the first step.
你承认你思想不洁净吗？
Well, are you willing to admit that your thinking is unclean?
你承认你眼睛常常看不该看的吗？
Are you willing to admit that your eyes are looking at what you're not supposed to?
你承认你嘴巴不洁净吗？
Are you able to admit that your lips are unclean?
我们思想不洁净吗？
Is your thought clean?
我们有时候都不敢承认。
Sometimes we refuse to admit.
你不承认就不能自洁。
If you refuse to admit, then you will not be clean.
所以要先在神面前承认。
So we must.Confess before God.
然后呢，脱离卑贱的事。
And next is to depart from
就能够成为圣洁贵重的器皿。
You must depart from it, then you will become a vessel of honor.
因为我们很多的欲望。
We have many desires.
不洁净的东西就是我们的不好的欲望。
And all the uncleanness are our desires.
二十二节说少年的私欲。
And verse 22 says, flee youthful lust.
其实不是只有少年才有少年的私欲，有时候老年也有少年的私欲。
And this is not just for the youth, but also anyone.
有时候不单只是男女的私欲，有时候是贪财、骄傲。
And sometimes it may not just be lust, it may be pride or greed.
或者是好胜。
Or you always want to win.
这个很多的这种私欲。
There's many desires.
我们都要一直祷告，求主耶稣帮助我们把它清。
We must...Always pray to ask us to cleanse us of these things.
因为在大户人家有很多的器皿。
Because in an honorable house, there are many vessels.
我们看二十节。
Let's look at verse 20. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood, clay, and some of honor and some of for dishonor.
这里说有大户人家有很多的器皿。
So this here says a great house has many vessels.
这种器皿呢，金的银的很漂亮。
And this, the gold and silver are very pretty.
这是有钱人家里的才有的。
And this is only the rich that have these.
代表一个人的身家背景。
So this also talks about the background of a family.
如果你出生有钱家庭，你社会地位很高，当然好像金器银器啊。
So if you were born in a wealthy family, then you are ahead of the game.
啊，另外一张图就是那些木器瓦器啊。
But what about others, the wood and the clay?
譬如你是很平凡的人，你是平民百姓。
And for example, if you are just like an ordinary person.
甚至你好像瓦器匠，很卑贱的，没有用的。
If you are a vessel that seems very useless,
没有价值的，在人看来没有价值的。
And to others' eyes, you are without any value.
啊，我们大部分人都很普通。
And not, most of us are normal.
但是关键不是你是不是一个有钱人、聪明人、很有教育的，还是你是一个卑贱的人。
The most important part is not that you are educated, you are rich from a good background.
重要是你干不干净。
What's most important is, are you clean?
你干净的，就算你是一个很卑贱的瓦器，都可以被神用。
That if, as long as you are clean, no matter what kind of vessels you are, God will use you.
我们教会有很多没有什么教育水准的人。
In church, there are many of us who are not highly educated.
但是神与他们同工。
But God works with them.
做了很多美好的工作。
They have done many wonderful work.
写了很多很有属灵智慧的书。
They have written many books with good spiritual teachings.
有一些老一辈的、上一辈的这些老执事啊、传道人。
And the older generation, the older pastors and deacons.
在社会地位来说，教育水平来说也很低。
And if we were to compare them to society, they may have a lower education.
但是他们洁净自己。
But they decide to cleanse themselves.
虽然是个瓦器，但是可以被神用。
Even though it's a vessel, they still be used by God. An earthly vessel.
但是如果你很金的银的，好像在社会上很尊贵。
But if you are like the gold and silver vessel, very honorable in society.
但是如果不洁净。
But yet you are unclean.
思想不洁净，里面的内心不洁净。
Your inner thoughts that you are not clean.
那神是不能用的。
Then it's very difficult for God to use you.
所以要自洁。
So we must to cleanse ourselves.
那怎么自洁？
Then how can we do it?
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians
第五章
chapter 5,
26节
verse 26.
以弗所书五章二十六节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26.That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word.
这里说要用水借着道把教会洗净。
They must sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water by the word.
怎么洗？
Then how do you wash?
透过道理。
Through the word.
我们在听道就在洗。
So oftentimes we hear the word wash.
如果我们好好听道理，写笔记，回去再思考。
When we listen to sermons, we must take notes, and when we go back home, we can reflect.
哎，那我做的哪里做的不好的？
Then we must think about, in what areas can I improve upon?
我哪里很缺乏的？
In what areas can I work on?
一直让道理在头脑里面。
So you must have the word within you all the time.
这个就是在洗啊，在自洁。
And this is to be cleansed.
再加上我们刚刚读的提摩太前啊，后书二章二十一节、二十二节。
And just like what we read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21, 22.
要跟那个倾心祷告的人一起。
We must be with the people that pray.
你听了道理，再轻轻祷告，在祷告里面洗。
After you have heard the word, you must put into prayer.
有弟兄姐妹有这种感觉。
And some brothers have this kind of feeling.
当祷告很深入的时候。
When they are deep in prayer.
被圣灵充满。
When they are filled by the Holy Spirit.
在神面前一直认罪悔改。
When they are continually repenting before God.
哎，神的光就好像照进来。
And God's light shone on their heart.
每天都这样子很长的祷告。
And every day they pray for a long time.
很深入的祷告。
And they go into deep prayer.
心啊，很轻，没有什么杂念。
Then their heart is without any filthiness.
就可以跟神很亲。
Then they are very close with God.
那如果你的心呢，很多杂念，你祷告不下去。
If your heart has many filthiness areas,
祷告五分钟你就祷告不下去。
Then perhaps you cannot even pray for 5 minutes.
因为心中很脏。
Because your heart is dirty.
那逼自己做长时间的祷告，求神洗净我们的内心。
You must force yourself to pray for a long time for God to cleanse your inner heart.
这样子神才会在我们中间。
Then God, and this way God will be with us.
教会也是一样。
And just like the church.
教会要发展了，一定要把罪拿走。
For the church to grow, we must remove sin.
如果有隐藏的罪。
If there is any hidden sin.
有人有罪了，还在做圣工，有在很高调的，这教会就不会发展。
Then if someone is have a hidden sin, the church will not grow.
人可能不知道，神都知道。
The men cannot know, but God knows.
魔鬼也知道。
The Satan knows.
有破口，魔鬼就会利用。
Whenever there's a breach, the Satan will use it.
所以这个就是我们要注意的。
And there's something we must pay caution to.
最后一点。
Last point.
怎么样让神走在我们前面？
How can we let God walk before us?
我们看约书亚记三章的第六节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 3 verse 6.
约书亚记三章的第六节。
Joshua chapter 3 verse 6. Verse 6, then Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over before the people. So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people.
这里说啊，约书亚说，你们抬起约柜，在百姓前头过去。
And here it says, take up the Ark of the Covenant, cross over before the people.
在过约旦河的过程当中啊，谁带头的？
In the process of crossing the Jordan River, who was leading them?
是祭司带着约柜带着头。
Which is the priest taking the Ark leading.
虽然约书亚是领导者。
Even though Joshua, he was the leader.
但是他自己没有带头。
But he personally have not led.
因为他知道不是自己可以带的。
Because he knows that it is not him who leads.
要过这条约旦河，是要约柜走在前面。
In order to cross this Jordan River, it needs to be the Ark of the Covenant.
祭司走在前面。
The priest walking before them.
代表你真的是完完全全把这个主权，把这个带领的权交给神了。
Which means to say that you are giving all the autonomy, sovereignty over to God.
我们看下一张图啊。
If you look at the next picture,
这个图就是说啊，他们准备要过约旦河了。
It depicts how they cross over.
好啊，他们在河边呢。
And they are beside the river.
祭司抬着约柜。
And the priest carrying the ark.
再加一个图。
The next picture.
好，那他们祭司呢，抬着约柜了就下水了。
Then the priest carrying the ark, they went down the water.
他们下水的时候，踏到这个河的时候，那个水就从很远的地方断了。这个图不是很准的啊，那个水没有那么靠近，是在很远的地方停的。
So when the priest stepped down on the water stopped flowing, but this picture is not very accurately because the water stopped flowing for a long time.
好，再来下一张。
And next slide.
好，等他们大家都过好了。
And after all of them have crossed over.
好，那祭司抬着约柜也上岸。
And the priest carrying the ark, they also went on dry land.
祭司上岸的时候，那个水就恢复流回来了，回流了。
Then when they cross on dry ground, then the watercontinue to flow.
这个都是小朋友我们从小都听过的故事。
And this is something that all of us have heard when we were younger.
这个很美的一个图画。
And this is a very beautiful scenery.
告诉我们一件很重要的道理。
Teaches a very important concept.
整天都在听的道理。
This is something we've been hearing all day long.
就是如果你把神放第一位。
Which means if you always put God first.
神就把其他东西都照顾得好好的。
Then he will take care of the rest.
神把照在你前面，神在你中间，神也帮你顾后面。
Then God's with you, God's ahead of you, God's also watching your behind.
但是有一个关键就是你要让神走在前面。
But there's a very, very important concept. You must allow God to walk in front of you.
如果你不把神放在第一位，你不让神在前面。
If you do not put God first in your life, do not put him before you.
你这条河你是过不了，你这个问题是解决不到的。
Then you cannot cross this river, you cannot solve this problem.
这个是你想透脑筋你都会解决不了这个问题。
You will exhaust all your resources, you will not solve this problem.
但是当你把神放第一位的时候，
But when you put God first in your life,
没有路就开路了。
When there's no way, there will be a way for you.
你过河的过程当中，神也在中间陪着你。
And when you cross in the Jordan River, God is there with you.
然后神也在最后面保护着你。等每一个人最后一个人都过去了，他才上来。
And God is also in the rear end protecting everyone to cross over.
这个就是箴言三章五节所说的。
And this is what it says in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
我们看箴言三章五节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
箴言三章五节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
六。
Verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path.
专心仰赖神。
It's trust in the Lord.
有时候我们仰赖神但是没有很专心。
Sometimes we trust in him, but we do not focus.
养了一半又收手，而且不行了，我还是要靠自己。
Sometimes we trust in the Lord for a bit, and then we say, "Okay, I can't trust myself."
有时候我们嫌神不够聪明啊，神啊，你怎么可以这样？我觉得这样还更好。
Sometimes we think God is not very smart. God, how can you think of it this way? I have a better method.
或者是你这个方法不 make sense,
or you say,
不合理啊。
Or say, God, your method doesn't make sense, or it's not reasonable.
顺服不下去。
I can no longer submit.
专心仰赖，你把神放第一位。
They must trust in the Lord and put him first.
第六节，在一切事情上面，所行的上都要认定他。
Verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge him.
就是听他的，他怎么讲你就怎么走啊。
Which means to say, whatever God tells you to do, you do it.
那他就会指引你的道路。
And he shall direct your path.
所以其实根本不在乎你有多聪明。
So here, the emphasis is on, no matter, it's not on how smart you are.
也不在乎你多能干。
It's not about how much you can do.
是在乎你有没有谦卑的心，让神走在你的前面。
is whether you have a humble heart to let God walk before you.
有时候我们说啊，神啊，你带领我，结果自己我们要跑在前面。
Sometimes you say, God, please lead me, yet we are before God.
这样怎么办呢？
And what do we do?
就得不到神的祝福。
You cannot receive God's blessing.
我们今天从这个约书亚记第三章里面抓到这三个重点。
And today we have learned about 3 points from the Joshua chapter 3.
你要得到福气吗？一定要神在我们中间。
That if you want to reap blessings of God, we must have the God with us.
一定要神走在我们的前头。
And for God to walk before us.
神怎么走在我们的前头？
How can God walk before us?
你要给神空间带领。
We must give space for God to lead.
第二，你要自洁，让神可以进来，有个圣洁的地方可以作为。
Then we must sanctify ourselves so that there's a clean space for God to come in.
再来，你真的凡事要认定他，凡事先把他放第一位。
And thirdly, we must acknowledge him and put him first in our life.
我们看马太福音六章三十三节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
马太六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
这个就是让神走在前面。
And this is what it means for God to walk in front.
什么事情都要先想到神。
In all matters, we must think about God.
先想到信仰。
We must first think about faith.
先把神的事情做好。
We must first do the things that the holy work for God.
把圣工做好。
We must do the holy work faithfully.
把灵修做好。
We must have spiritual cultivation.
其他的你该有的，神会加给你。
Then all the other things God will add it to you.
另外一句话，下一张下一个图也展现得很好。
And another word, the next slide.
Put God first, and you'll never be last. 你把神放第一位的，永远不会落后，不会当最后一个的。
Which means to say, put God first and you will never be last.
这句话也很对。
This is a very true saying.
有神带领你，你怎么会是最后一个？
So if God were to lead you, how can you be last?
这个是很宝贵的道理。
So this is very important teaching.
还有下一个图。
And also next slide.
When you put God first, 当你把神放第一位。
So when we put God first,
所有其他事情都会迎刃而解了。
All other things fall into their proper places.
真的，这个就是秘诀。
And this is the secret.
你信不信得下去？
Do you still believe?
你信得下去，你就有体验。
If you believe it, then you will have experiences.
神让神走在我们的前头。
That to let God walk in the front.
我们来唱诗355首。